Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Chip Jorstad in Champaign at 217-378-7633. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's 8:50 and time for our pre-opening commodity market report on this Tuesday morning. Here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Tuesday morning, everyone. USDA reported U.S. corn seedings at 53% completed yesterday afternoon, ahead of trade estimates of 45 to 50%, but behind the five-year average pace of 63%. Key individual states read like this: Iowa, 53% completed, making 39% progress last week. Illinois, 72% completed, making 36% progress. And Minnesota, 70% complete, making 42% progress. 14% of the corn crop is emerged versus the five-year average of 20%. USDA estimated soybean plantings at 10% complete versus the five-year average of 17%. USDA estimated the winter wheat crop at 57% good to excellent, up 1 percentage point from a week ago. Spring wheat seedings are 68% complete, ahead of the five-year average pace of 62%. We'll discuss the implications of the crop progress report for the opening bell of the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. The Midwest direct hog markets today are called steady to weaker after packers reduced their slaughter rates Monday in response to seasonally tightened supplies while also battling thin to negative margins. Terminals are called steady to lower with tops from $50 to $52. Peoria steady today with a top price of $50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report from Monday, May 7th, negotiated swine purchases were 13,093. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $61.75 to $76.50. The weighted average was $72.02, a loss of 5 cents from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.69 to $59.44. The weighted average was $55.63. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 15,898. The base price range was $61 to $76.50. The weighted average, $72.31, a loss of $1.87 from last Friday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45 to $59, and the weighted average was $55.50. Joining us now in the studio with a look at today's agricultural forecasts is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. So far, the showers and thunderstorms have not materialized over much of the Midwest. There were some showers and thunderstorms in Iowa yesterday, and they fizzled out during the afternoon. The only rain nearby is in Arkansas and Oklahoma at this time. We do expect the scattered showers and thunderstorms to develop across central and eastern portions of the Midwest Corn Belt over the next few days. It looks like they're going to be spotty in nature, so heavy totals will be very isolated. And the moisture actually is going to be beneficial for crops that are already planted. We keep focusing on the planting rates and the fact that due to wet ground, some crops are not in the ground. And, of course, that's important. But it also should be noted that some crops have been in the ground for a while now, and those crops do need the moisture to emerge and germinate and start their growth process. So we are going to be seeing some planting continuing over the eastern two-thirds of the Midwest around the raindrops here. And I really think that when you look at the big picture, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, Michigan, and even a good chunk of Wisconsin, no huge problems on a widespread basis as far as planting goes here. The concerns are with portions of northern and western Missouri, Iowa, and neighboring areas to the west of there. That's where the heavy rain fell over the weekend. That's where some fields are soaked, and it'll take several days to dry out. It does look like there will be some drier weather across those areas through this weekend, and evaporation is needed there. And, of course, That will take place gradually at first, but drying rates may pick up a little bit as we head into the weekend. And that could allow for some planting over the weekend before some more showers and thunderstorms move back into that area next week. Now, as far as the Delta and Southeast, some wet weather has been occurring to the west of the Delta and dry weather to the east. So over most of the Southeast, it's been dry lately, and that's allowing for field work to progress in the southeastern states. In the Delta, the farther west you go in the Delta region, the wetter it's been, and there are some showers and thunderstorms moving into Arkansas right now. The showers and thunderstorms are going to occur on again, off again through the rest of this week, so that will slow some field work down in that area. In the southeast, that's one growing area where we'll have to keep monitoring the situation for maybe being a little too dry this season. Now, in the northern plains spring wheat belt, dry and seasonably mild weather is expected through Thursday. And because of heavy rainfall leading up into this week, they really do need the dry weather, and that's especially true for the eastern Dakotas. And it looks like more showers and thunderstorms are going to develop starting Thursday night or Friday in Montana and spread eastward across the Dakotas and toward Minnesota on Friday. It does look like most of that rain will stay just to the north of the wettest areas of the spring wheat belt, but that's an area where they've had more rain than usual, so if they can get the crop planted, they at least have moisture to work with, which has not been the case in some areas in recent years, but wetness instead of dryness has been the problem there. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Keezer.
The Carl Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carl Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
In the Monday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 482 and three quarters, down 2 3/4. Last trade down 9 1/4. At the Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 478, down 4. Last trade down 8.5. July, 488.5, down 5.5. Last trade down 10.5. May corn opened at 365 1/4, down 4 1/4. Last trade down 12 1/4. July, 373, down 6. Last trade down 10 3/4. December, 376, down 7 1/4. Last trade down 10 3/4. May beans opened at 730, up 1. Last trade down 7. July, 739 1/4, down 3 1/4, last trade down 4 1/4. November, 769, down 3 1/4, last trade down 5. July soybean meal opened at 290, down 60, last trade down 60. July soybean oil opened at 3301, down 3, last trade down 17. Joining us now on the telephone to talk about the markets is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, we had a planting progress report yesterday with corn 53% complete. Pretty amazing number in 1 week. Are traders' fears that we will be behind schedule for the balance of the planting season in corn a thing of the past now?
Yes, I think they are. I think they think that we'll get everything planted now timely. In fact, lots of places have got lots done since this report. And they got rains in Iowa and out west, but that Iowa number at 53, I think, amazed them. We'd been 14 the week before, and supposedly during a wet week, they planted 39% of their crop.
It is amazing.
That's, I think, the thought in the traders is that they'll get the corn planted on time, timely. This fear that we weren't going to get it planted, we have it sometimes, and it's just a fear that shouldn't be there. Unless we really go past May 20th, and we're at May, what, 7th, 8th? So it's one of those things that because of that, plus the weather forecast for basically the rest of the month is for excellent weather, has got Chicago and the traders thinking that we'll get everything planted and everything will be fine.
So corn will gap lower on the opening this morning?
Correct. We're looking at 10 to 12 lower on corn. On beans, they're looking at 3 to 5 to 7 lower. On wheat, they're looking at 8 to 10 lower.
Stick with the corn with me. And let me ask you whether or not you think for the move, the downtrend move from the contract highs and the D's, and I'm looking at the composite right now, 429.5 there.
Right, 429.5.
Do you think that we're going to then make a new low for the move?
It wouldn't surprise me a bit, but we are going to go test sometime, not today, but someday, that a week ago Monday's trade at 358 to 360.
And if we break that, then last December's 346 a target?
Yeah, 55 and then 45, basically, yeah.
Okay. So what are you telling your producers?
Well, we've tried when we got to $4 several times. And remember, we got to 401 a couple nights ago. And here we are talking 370, 360. That when you have bumps, you either buy puts, you sell cash, or you sell futures. And that's what we've been telling them for the last 2 months.
Hope they were paying attention. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you.
Pete Manhard of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.